my mother was known for a particular biscuit recipe, and I don't think it was, you know, she's from North Carolina, so biscuits would be big in her book, but she had a recipe for what she called angel biscuits. I wonder if Big Fatty knows what angel biscuits are. I bet he does. That's our podcaster friend who's in Charleston, South Carolina.
Right. So you think it's a kind of a Southern recipe?
It's okay. A biscuit recipe, but traditional biscuits are made with flour, maybe buttermilk, baking powder, and baking soda if they're buttermilk, because you want the want them to rise more. Yeah. But angel biscuits also include yeast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So big fats would be big in her book.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4734. The BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of April 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm just going to be a buffoon today. Big Fatty, how's that different from any other day? Well, not really.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a springtimey good morning to you. Pafula's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Pafula's today, because y'all, today, it is April Pafool's Day. Y'all, I think one of the meanest April Pafool's jokes that was played on Big Fatty as a child was my father, the orange hat, coming in and saying, "Oh, school is canceled today." And then he went, "April Puffoo, Big Fatty, I think that's funny." Anyway, I wonder if the Burries did that to Danbury Jr. Speaking of Danbury Jr., y'all, at the beginning, wishing us a good morning, y'all. We had Mr. Tim Kumal, and y'all, then that was Flo and Wynette, and finally it was young Danbury Jr. Y'all, there's like 11 celebrations of exiting the birth canal in the first 9 days of this month. Yes, Big Fatty, a lot of fucking going on around Independence Day and Independence. Oh!
Wake up the sunshine, share this baby.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty Fatty the Pooh, happy music we do indeed. And y'all, we'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the week. But y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I watched another 2 episodes of The Boots, and y'all, they're running gags on other Marines. Y'all, they're stealing the toilet paper. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the turtle, and y'all, they made the turtles overflow and everything. But, y'all, it's pretty good. And I wish, y'all, by the way, that is proper throat. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But, anyway, after that was over, I watched the news with Tom Yamas, and then what did I do? Oh no! Then I switched it over to the Braves Vision, to watch the Atlanta Braves. Y'all, they were playing the Oakland Athletics, but they're only going to be in Oakland for another year or two. Then they're going to Las Vegas, but y'all, it was a good game. I didn't watch all of it, but the Atlanta Braves won 4-1. Spoiler alert: it was 4-0, not 4-1. And y'all, then I crawled into the chamber. Y'all, I had a little bit of trouble drifting off to sleep. Y'all, it all comes down to the climate. And the lows were in the upper 50s, and that's just, I toss and turn a little bit with that. So anyway, and I think it's going to be kind of like that for the next couple of days, too. So who knows? But y'all slept like a baby once I fell asleep. And y'all got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all had a message. Had a message from former lurker and the winner of Miss Bacon's Money. That's Brendan. That's Brendan over there in the UCK. And he says, "Are Brent Friday? There's no audio." And I went, "Well, great." You know, there's nothing like waking up to Big Fatty. Oh, where's the little show? Are you alive? There's no audio. Y'all, I was a little surprised to learn that Brendan was the only one that cared. Big Fatty, the rest of them enjoyed 20 minutes of silence. They did. And y'all, there was something wonky when I went to post the show yesterday. The place where I put the URL, the URL, if you will, for the actual, y'all, what is that? That is, I don't know what that is. You go and put the URL for the audio, and y'all, something was just wonky, and I thought it worked like it normally does, but still, something was, it was different. So that, I don't know what it was, but it was. And let's see. So I got up and I had my coffee. What did I have for my breakfast? I had, what did I have? I had, well, it shouldn't be that. Oh, an English muffin, a buttermilk English muffin. And then got the went and did the feed burner, and I had to refresh the feed, as they say. So y'all, if you didn't get yesterday's little show, Big Fatty, don't even tempt them to go back and try to get it today. Well, anyway, but anyway, let's see what else. Had my breakfast, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, and got back here to the villa, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Yes, yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, we've been seeing a lot of you here lately. And y'all, it was my, the 31-year-old said, or, you know, he either says, sup or wid, you know, S-U-P or W-Y-D. And that's what's up or what you doing? I said, waiting for you to come over. He says, thank you for calling. And y'all, while I was waiting for him to come by, y'all, I got out my duster and I dusted off the pollen that was on the back porch of the villa. Y'all, I didn't quite get it all, but it was a good start anyway. And y'all, he came over and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. I don't know. He's been over here, what, half a dozen times or so? Y'all gets a little more talkative each time. And so that's good. There's a feeling of comfort. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He was definitely comforted. Yes. he left, and y'all, I said, well, I guess I need to record the little show. Oh, by the way, let's do this. Dear Gussie, y'all, that Dr. Stone has provided a gas report. Y'all, he only put half a tank in his jalopy. $5.76 a gallon, y'all. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, I tell you. But, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So this is a reenactment by myself, except it's kind of with a cat.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
But anyway, I'm just sitting here stuffing my face with some cotton candy because there's a restaurant in town that makes cotton candy, but they kind of try to keep it on the down low because they hate making the cotton candy. So, of course, the cats have to investigate everything you bring in the house, right? So the little girly, who turns out to be, I'm her favorite, comes over and she's sniffing it. And I have this stupid voice that I use when I talk to her. And I say, we do gooey, where's do we do gooey? And I talk like that to her. So she's sniffing it. And I say, you can't have the cotton candy. If you have the cotton candy, you would get the diabetes. If you get the diabetes, then you have to have insulin. And if you have insulin, your grandma will steal your GPL-1s. And then I'll just watch you get the shakes. I may or may not have had a beverage today. What happened?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear it. Big Fatty, may I take over this for right now? Sure, go ahead.
Me Bacon, do you want to have the cotton candy?
Okay, well, I guess that sums it up. But y'all, I think, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's a restaurant in Palm Springs that serves cotton candy. It may be one of those things where they bring it to the table. You know, like chips and salsa at a restaurant, you know, you don't have to pay for it. It's, you know, it's included in the price or whatever. But I don't know if that's true or if I'm just imagining that, or maybe it was a dessert or something. I don't know, but I'm sure somebody will tell me, oh, yes, Big Fatty, you better believe it. And Big, you know, Big Fatty, I told me Bacon Cole was perfect for April Pools.
Big Fatty, this is number 3 calling in with a report. I've just left the gay bingo on Sunday.
B-I-N-G-O.
And today's theme was dirty bingo.
B-I-N-G-O.
So, of course, I wore my shirt from the Swig and Swine that says, I like pig butts and I cannot lie. And, of course, a pig butt came up and said, where'd you get that shirt? And I said, well, in South Carolina, of course. So it apparently attracts the pig butt. Thought you should know. Goodbye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Dr. Stone. You know, he's the number 3 fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. And Dr. Stone, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, I can't help but think that the reason you purchased that shirt was to attract the pig butts. And Big Fatty, no, but he doesn't like to go to the horror hotel. Well, never again. But, you know, if he did, he would definitely... probably if he did go there again and wear that shirt, he'd probably say
B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Butler. Hey, when's Shark Week? Because, oh boy, I was just down at Coles, the supermarket, doing our shopping with Ismail and my housemate, and I had this massive sneeze and...
Attention, attention, attention. An emergency situation has been detected in this building. Proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building. Do not re-enter the building until directed to by the proper authority.
Stop the presses! Big Fat, I didn't know the presses were running. They are, y'all, we're just going to stop that right now because, Scotty, you asked the question, and, guess what?
It's coming. Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so... dead, anything but dead.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, so y'all start taking your laxatives and y'all just clench your what do you call that? Big Fatty, your sphincter? Yeah, clench your sphincter, because all next week we're going to have Shark Week, y'all. I'd love to have some new shark stories. We got one, obviously, from Scotty, but y'all send them in, call them in, e-letter them in. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first day of April. Do something foolish. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be mean, but foolish and fun. We need a little more foolish and fun, or puff-oolish and fun nowadays. So anyway, get out there and be part of that solution. Yes, Big Fatty. And while you're at it, you know, crap your pants. Hey! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard mainly Holly from over there at the enormous little show. And Holly, you said Big Fatty reminds you of your mother, does?
So Big Fats would be big in her book.
Oh, yes, Big Fats would be big. In her book? I didn't know she wrote a book.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.